Welcome, damn it. Welcome back to that show about nothing. This is that guy, Eric X. How y'all doing out there, people? Man, that's good to hear. Myself, a little rough. Hanging in there, though. Y'all know what this little series is about. It's about my sobriety, man. I'm on day, 8. Full weekend. And I try to work the little AA meetings. And what I realize is, through talking to a counselor, is that I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a problem drinker. Like, I ain't these cats talking about the shakes, going through withdrawal, being in rehab and all that. And it's like, I come from a culture of college kids that never grew up that just drink every few days. It's not a daily drinker, just drink hard when I drink. So now it's being present at the moment and dealing with my own issues, my own problems, and honestly, that shit's a lot, man. We don't never really think about it. And I got a few therapy sessions coming up whenever they hit me back. Because I found a therapist that I feel like, you know, would resonate with me. So, black lady, honestly. Just been working through it. I ain't really got much to talk about. Just keeping an update. Dropping another one for y'all. Probably do another one on my break. And sitting in the car in fucking Maryland, it's hot today. It's 86 fucking degrees. And trying not to have the AC on while I do this. And yeah, I'm miserable in this bitch. But yeah, how y'all doing out there, man? How y'all hanging in there? How everybody feeling? Excellent, excellent. That's good to hear. But yeah, this is just a short little update. I'm hanging in there. Emotionally, being present is draining. And having to deal with everything as it comes and being aware of it is new to me. I probably haven't been this aware in probably about 10 years. Mind you, my daughter's 11 and my son's 10 months, about to be 11 months soon. And just realizing all the shit I've missed to with the lifestyle that I was living, going out all the time, drinking, hanging with people I really didn't even fuck with, honestly. But alcohol made them acceptable to me. And made me the life of the party. So now that I'm not that guy that everybody wants to hang with to go drink or chill or kick it, I want to see what I become, man. And again, I don't know. It's only 8 days, but again, it's as clear as I've been in a long fucking time, honestly. And no alcohol, no drugs, no weed, nothing like that. No, I've never done anything harder than weed anyway. Besides alcohol, you know, that's my poison. Just things are a lot clearer and harder to deal with, honestly. But we're working through it. We're going to seek whatever help we got to do, you know what I mean? Take whatever steps we got to take. But we're going to come out on top of this. Relationship-wise, yeah, I've done a lot of fucked up things in my relationship, and my lady isn't too thrilled to be my lady anymore. Let's just say that because of my actions probably a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago was the icing on the cake, I should say. Yeah, people, don't put anything before your family. So, yeah, I'm trying to work on that as well, and career-wise, I got a job that's not a career for me, but not that it's not a career, it's just not the line of work I want to be in anymore, and got to do better with that. So we're going to work on that. We're going to tighten all this up and get it together. But mentally I'm probably 6 or 7. If I say 6 or 7, we're going to go with the lowest number because it's always the lowest. So I'm a 6. Emotionally, I'm in the gutter right now, baby. I'm in the gutter. I'm down. I'm so call it a 3. Physically, I feel a lot better. I'm down probably, I was 250. Now I'm down to 237. Yeah, weight's falling off, you know, with not drinking and what have you. And I'm back in the gym. So I've normally go 5-6 in the morning before work and just occupy myself. And I'll probably step back into this evening, honestly, because I ain't got shit else to do. Life without drinking and no plan. Man, I ain't got shit else to do. So, yeah. that's my little update. And this has been That Show About Nothing. And as always, you know, we ain't got no outro, so.